Le Café des Artistes, The French Collection, Part 11, Number 11, 1994. Number 1. Dear Aunt Melissa, Pierre left me as the owner of a Paris café, Le Café des Artistes, Le Rendez-vous des Artistes de Les Lettres. It is located on the Boulevard des Saint-Germains, des Prés, across from church in the heart of the artist quartier. Number 2. I am here every day now. We are a very popular café. Every Saturday night, we have dancing, les plus gays à les plus curieux de Paris. Today, the tables are humming with the usual clientele of artists and writers nursing a café crème or making art history right before our eyes. Number 3. Pierre would be proud of my associations with the artists and writers. But still, I have mixed feelings. Sometimes I feel as though I'm one of them, and at times I feel like the spook that sat by the door. I feel that now. I have words to say that simply will not wait. Number 4. Today, I will use the Colored Woman's Manifesto of Arts and Politics. What would Pierre have to say about that? His timid wife of all of 20 years old in addressing the greatest artists and writers of the century. I doubt that I would be doing this if Pierre were alive, but he is not, and I am. Number 5, Madames and Monsieurs, I said, may I have your attention? This is a momentous time in the history of modern art, and I am excited to be in Paris, the center of cultural change and exchange. It is a pleasure to have one so beautiful among us, Madame Willa-Marie, Mon Chere Noir. Number 6. Like the symbolists, Dadaists, Surrealists, and Cubists, I have a proclamation to make for which I beg your indulgence. It is the Colored Woman's Manifesto of Art and Politics. Women should stay home and make children, not art. Solar alcoolique. You should go home. Silence. Taisez-vous. Number 7. I am an international colored woman. My African ancestry dates back to the beginnings of human origin, 9 million years ago in Ethiopia. The art and culture of Africa has been stolen by Western Europeans, and my people have been colonized, enslaved, and forgotten. Number 8. What is very old has become new, and what was black has become white. We wear the mask, but it has a new use as Cubist art. But you are influenced by the French Impressionist, not the German Expressionist. Modern art is not yours or mine. It is ours. Number 9. There is as much of the African mask of my ancestors as there is of the Greek statuary of yours in the art of modern times. No. It is not the fauve that has influenced you, Madame Willa-Marie, and who made the first art. A doll, maybe, for an unborn child? A woman, of course. Number 10. You are a primitive, but very pretty. Paris artists are shaping the culture of the world with their ideas, but modern art is much bigger than Western Europe or Paris. I am here. In Paris, I am there in Africa too. That is why I am issuing a Colored Woman's Manifesto of Arts and Politics. Number 11, you should learn French cooking. It will help you to blend your couleurs. No, she is a natural with couleurs, very primitive. I will call a Congress of African American Women Artists to Paris to propose that two issues be discussed. What is the image of the colored woman in art, and what is our purpose as modern artists? Number 12. No important change of a modernist nature can go on without the colored woman. Her palette is too harsh. She needs to develop a subtle range of grays. Today, I became a woman with ideas of my own. Ideas are my freedom, and freedom is why I became an artist. Number 13. The most important thing for the colored woman to remember is we must speak, or our ideas and ourselves will remain unheard and unknown. The cafe is my academy, my gallery, my home. The artists and writers are my teachers, my friends. But Africa is my art, my classical form and inspiration. Number 14. You will come to my studio, Madame Willemarie. I will show you how to make a rich palette of colors and teach you to paint like a master. But next, you will model for me my African maiden, Earth Mama, Queen of the Nile, c'est la vie entière. The price I pay for being an artist.